Good morning. Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. This is my opportunity to take you for a ride with FMR, and I'm happy to be here. You know, in the last 2 weeks, I've had an opportunity to test two cars, and I'm going to get into one of them today. And this really is a tale of going from the ridiculous to the sublime. And I think that's what you can expect from the show. We'll go into issues that affect motorists in general. I consider talking about bad cars, but the reality is in the last few years, I've had very few bad cars go through my hands. It's interesting what's happening with the Chinese manufacturers. They're transforming, just like the Japanese did once upon a time, and it's exciting to watch. But, you know, I think today's show is really about a single car, and that's the Ford Raptor. And this is an over-the-top vehicle. It looks over-the-top. It is over-the-top. And I didn't want to like the car. I really do enjoy Ford's take on the double cab. And they've done some great double cabs. And one of the most car-like double cabs, which I think is really important in the South African market and what we use double cabs for, they tend not to be work vehicles, more leisure vehicles. But Ford Raptor is there. Double cab with a citrus conversion. If you're old enough, you'll remember the Nachi on the Ariel, which we all affectionately call the citrus conversion. And that essentially is a Ford factory version of that. You know, World War II, there was the saying, the Yanks are overpaid, oversexed, overfed, overbearing, and over here. And the Raptor at first glance really appears a lot like that. It's a big car with a big stance with over-the-top bits stuck to it. And as I say, I really felt this was going to be over the top, and I didn't think I'd like it. But you get into the car, the interior feels special. There's leather on the dashboard. There's really a feeling of a lot more luxury and car-likeness, which I didn't expect from what is trying to be over the top. The only thing I didn't really care for, and that's really personal preference, is the red stripe on the steering wheel, giving it a little bit of a hint of the sportiness that you can expect. But getting into this double cab from Ford's other double cabs, it really feels like an upgrade, and you can't help but love it. Going to the outside, you've got, you know, ridiculous body kit and ridiculous big BF Goodrich tires, which I took one look at and I went, this is going to be noisy. This is going to cause unpleasant handling on the road. And here's the thing. It's the best double cab I've ever driven on the road. The noise, vibration, and harshness on this car were exceptionally good. There was an incident where there were two trumpeters on the street trying to busk, and I couldn't hear them without lowering the window. It really was impressive. And the story of this car isn't really so much the story of the body kit. The story of this car is around a remarkable suspension. And what they've done is they've got Fox to develop an incredible suspension, a coilover system, that gives the car about 30% more travel, but it gives it this really superlative ride, both on-road and off-road. And really, it's off-road where you have to go. A rutted gravel road is just its place. The car has various settings that affect both the engine, the gearbox, and the steering feel. But put it in what they call Baja mode, and off-road, it is just something else. On a gravel road that has those braking bumps, that has slippery corners, in an expert hands, this car is just perfection. And in a less than expert hand, the driving modes will really help you get the most out of it and feel like you are in expert mode and you are an expert. So really can't recommend it enough for the gravel road. On the road, it's just merely very, very, very good. But off-road, exceptional. Some highlights, keyless go. I really love that it's got a tailgate that has an easy open, and they haven't used the usual hydraulic that you'd expect, you know, the sort of lifters that keep a hatchback's back open. They've used a torsion rod system, so you're twisting a bar to make it, I think they say, 60% easier to close again, and that's really clever, and it should be durable and last. Another highlight is what they call Ford Connect 3. And this is a little bit of technology that goes into the car. But essentially, if you have Android CarKit or Apple Car, you're using your phone directly on the infotainment system, and it just works. Car's a 2-liter four-part, 157 kilowatts and 500 newton meters from a diesel engine. I have to say, on-road, merely very good. Not inspiring, but take it off-road, and it does inspire. Another highlight are the magnesium paddle shifters for changing gears manually. Not that one needs to. You really never feel the car wanting. It's really shifting so quickly that it's really special. And another thing that surprised me is in those over-the-top bumpers is pedestrian protection foam. Nice one, Ford. Driver aids, there is a lot of lane keeping and crash detection, but surprisingly no radar distance control. I was surprised at that. On the other hand, you get loads of underbody protection. The car really is special. 15,000 kilometer service intervals, 5-year 120,000 kilometer warranty and maintenance plan. Around 800K, this is a lot of money for a lot of cars. And one last thing that was very surprising is that the inboard GPS, not that I used it much, I was really using Waze through the phone, which is brilliant, but Tracks for Africa packages for Africa with loads of local languages. Really, good one. Is it worth it if you're going to use it off-road? Absolutely. On the road, there probably are some better options, but really an exceptional vehicle, and well done, Ford, for bringing it to market. And next week, let's talk about the sublime Volvo XC60. If you've got motoring questions, if you want to discuss anything about motoring, I'm David Dondi, and you can find me at david@fmr.co.za. And, of course, this will be on the podcast at fmr.co.za. Please subscribe.